Hard to say whether or not the opposition that was displayed this morning in Cedar Falls at a meeting of the Community Attraction and Tourism Grant Committee actually had an impact on the City and Library Foundation's request for $650,000 in grant funding. Dick Collison, Gregory Knowles, both citizens of Carroll, as well as John W. Blythe, an attorney from Des Moines with Kneemaster and Good, were in attendance. Dick Collison spoke in opposition to the presentation of the grant, saying there were Taj Mahal amenities included in the plan that the conservative people of Carroll did not want, and that there was another plan that had been presented that would lower the costs. He said their promises had been made during the election to get it to pass on that 61.8% vote, but that they didn't need state money. The bottom line, he said, was they don't have a complete plan, and he doesn't believe that they would have the money to get it finished. Representatives from the city, Mike Pogeweaver and Rachel Van Erdwick, both presented fundraising to date that had been completed, including donations from children, from lemonade stands, and from birthday gifts that they asked to be presented to the library. However, a gap in their fundraising of more than $206,900 was a concern for some of the board members. Vice Chair Emily Damon says that it would be setting two precedents, not only in the dollar amount awarded of over $600,000, but also in the fact that they hadn't filled the gap yet when requesting the funding. Other board members had suggested lowering the amount of the grant to $500,000 up to $600,000. But in the end, that discussion died with a lack of a second on the motion to approve. Representatives from the city, from the library, and from the Library Foundation have been asked to come back to the August 8th meeting of the board to present their newest fundraising dollars. This has been a brief look at what's happened this morning in Cedar Falls. I'm Chantel Grove reporting live. We'll bring you more on this story in upcoming broadcasts.